Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Avelos. It's Rabbi Simon's packet number 5. And we're discussing the Gemara in Ksubos. So the Gemara in Ksubos is very interesting. There's a nice collision of halachas. So we learned previously from a Braisa that an oinin is aser b'tash mishamita b'chol, and it was a machlokes on Shabbos. But we pass in the oinin is aser b'tash mishamita on chol and on Shabbos. In Ksubos, the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis cites a Braisa that after major preparations for a wedding are in place, either the chos and the kal become an oinin. And there's a lot of like collision of halachas from different places, so much so that there's a separate packet, actually. There's packet 8 that treats this Gemara separately. One of the interesting issues that are related to Onain and just the beginning of the Avelos is there's an intentional delay of the burial, right? The intentional delay of the Kvura, an intentional delay of the Avelos, right? and permitting Tashmish Amita for the Oinim. And there's a special Isser Yichud for 14 consecutive days. So the Gemara Ksubos says, Kedetanya, Hari Shehaya Pito Afli, V'tavcho Tavuach, the Yeno Mazug, Umes Aviv Shalchasin, or Imo Shalkalo. So they had the Tarke, they prepared the preparations for the wedding, and they're really ready to do the wedding, and then either the Chasin and the Kalo became an Oinim. So what do we do? Machnisin Asameis, the Cheder, Vesa Chasin, Vesa Kalo, Vakopo. So we push off the Kvura. We push off the Kvura. Says Rashi, why are we doing this? Shlo yakrivuhu the im kain chala avelus al ha'avol v'stim es ha'goyle. And what happens then? V'shuv lo yuchal l'kanes ad sheyavor ha'avelus. So we're pushing off the Kvura so that the Avelos doesn't begin, because Avelos begins classically with Stimus Agola, with the Kvura. And once they do the Kvura, so then they can't do the wedding anymore. So we're really pushing off. By pushing off the Kvura, we're pushing off the Avelos. So now what happens? Boyal Bilas Mitzvah, Poirish. Then they do the Bilas Mitzvah, and the Poirish, Rashi, Poirish, the Yikbaru, SMAs, Miyad. And so they, once the Chasen is over, they do the Kvura. The Cave in the Chala Love Chatuna, Havya the Gabe, Karego. Below Asya Avelus, right, so Vachalya, the Avelus is not going to come. Benoyeg Shiva Yimea Mishta. So now, since we got the chasen in motion, so the it's like meisloi meis beyontov, and in other words, the yontov had started. You are fully in yontov, and then meisloi meis. In such a situation, the avelos does not begin. The full on avelos is deferred until after the moed, after the regal. And that's what's happening over here. Since the chasana began before the avelos, right? They did bilas mitzvah and then they parish and then they buried. So then the sheva brachas was chal before the avelos was chal. So since the sheva brachas was chal before the avelos, so then they continue and complete the sheva brachas, and after the sheva brachas they're noyheg. The regular full on avelos, and in the meantime, during the sheva brachas, they're noyeg devarim shebetzina, which would include tashmish shemitah. So now the Gemara says, "V'noyeg shivas yemei hamishta, v'acher kach noyeg shiva yemei avelos." V'kol oisin hayamim, all 14 days. Hu yashen bein hanashim And all 14 days, there is an Isser Yichud. A 14-day Isser Yichud. And a Isser Yichud for 14 consecutive days. So the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis is trying to figure out why do we have this Isser Yichud? They did the Bialis Mitzvah. Why is there this 14 days of consecutive Isser Yichud on the Chasen Kala? So Ravashi Amar, Mi Kamadamis Avelis to Hacha, Li Avelis to Alma. Avelis to Alma, Avelis to Alma, regular Avelis. People view it as something chomer, and they're not going to be mekulin. Below asal is a zule bay. Avelus to hacha, the avelus of this special case shehechin sarkei chupin. There's a mace like mace. The avelus to hacha kevin the ikilu rabbanan asal is a zule bay. Since we were mekul over here, so we're concerned. We were mekul in the avelus. We're concerned that they're going to bezalzel in this special case of avelus. So we have to make a protective fence, and we have to have an Isser Yichud to protect the Isser Tashmish for the avul. Right? Since we're making in the avelus, so we're concerned there's going to be an aftermath, a fallout, that they're going to bezalzel in the avelus, and so therefore we make an Isser Yichud to protect the Isser Tashmish that is on the oven. So the Gemara asks, my kula, what is the kula in the Avelis that warrants, what is the leniency that warrants this Isser Yichud for 14 days? Right? What's the Isser Yichud that warrants an Isser Yichud for 14 consecutive days? My kula, Ilema the Katani Boyo Be'ilas Mitzvah Poiresh, the fact that we're allowing them to do a Bialis Mitzvah, Hasam Mishum Deloy Chal Alav Avelusa. Right, either Rabbi Lezer Achi Yatsumi Pesach Habayas, either Rabbi Yeshua Achi Yistoma Goyla. That's not a kul in the Avelus. The Avelus hasn't even started yet. Right, the Avelus hasn't even begun. So the Tashmish that was permitted over here to get the Chasna going is not a kul in Avelus. Because you can't say that's a kul in the Avelus, because the Avelus hadn't even started yet. It's a kul in the Aninus, right? There's an Isser Tashmish for the Oinein, and we waive the Isser Tashmish for the Oinein in order that there's no hefsid here. You don't lose all the preparations and all the other things. So it's not the Bialis Mitzvah. The din of Avelus hadn't even begun yet. Hello, what was the kula in the Avelus that warrants this 14 days of Yisrael Yichud? The Katani noyeg shivas yemei hamishta, rachakach noyeg shivas yemei Avelus. So the kula is the kula in the Avelus is that we push the Avelus off until after the Sheva Brachos. Right, since we're noyeg, in other words, the avelus doesn't kick in after the kvura, right? They did the kasna, then they were parish, then they did the kvura, then they didn't. The avelus doesn't start until 6 or 7 days later, after the Sheva Brachos. The avelus is beginning. Not after the kula, but 7 days later. So that's the kula. That's the kula in the avelus, is that the avelus is being pushed off after the Sheva Brachos. But the ma'isa, that does not really. It's not really a kula that's specifically unique to heichin sarichei chupa u'meis loy meis, because we find this. Deferring this 14-day arrangement, deferring the avelus until after the Sheva Brachos, or deferring the Avelos until after the Moed, which creates a 14-day arrangement, potentially, we find that elsewhere. We find that by Meis Loi Meis Berego, or Meis Loi Meis Toich the Sheva Brachos. Right? We find... So this can't be... It can't be... Is simply as the Gemara is saying that the cooling, the avelos that warrants this Isser Yichud for 14 days is because we pushed off the avelos until after the Sheva Brachos, because we find this arrangement elsewhere. It says in Shin Pei Gimel by Yisr Tashmi Shavu the Avol Im Kanas Lechopa, says in Shulchan Aruch Shin Pei Gimel Beis Im Kanas Lechopa V'hizkilu Yimei HaMishtam Shalo V'achakach Meis Loi Meis Mutar Hizyachi Lima K'moy B'shar Avelos V'hu Shabal. So in a case that is very similar to the special case in Ksubos by Haking Sarka Chuppa, in a similar case, we also push off the Avelos until after the Sheva Brachos. The only difference is that the Meis Loi Meis occurred during the Sheva Brachos. But we still push off the Avelos until after the Sheva Brachos. The Sheva Brachos are in motion. The Simcha is in motion. So the Yonoheg Dvarim Shebetzina in the meantime. And so there's an Isher Tashmish during the Sheva Brachos. And then Yonoheg Shevi Me'avelos after the Sheva Brachos. And similarly, in Shin Sadi Tes Beis, Hilchos Yontov, it's in Yeridea. Hakoyver Meisoy Beregel B'chol Hamoed. So there's Meis Loi Meis on the regal. So there's an Isser Tashmish during the Moed, during the Chag. So in both scenarios, whether it's Meis Loi Meis Berego or Meis Loi Meis B'toyfa Sheva Brachos, we push off the Avelos until afterwards. So that can't be the... And in each case, there's no Isser Yichud. Yes, there's an Isser Tashmish during the Sheva Brachos and the Yontov, but there's no Isser Yichud, right? There's no Isser Yichud. But the Gemara said that the leniency and the Avelos that warranted a 14-day Isser Yichud was that we pushed off the Avelos until after the Sheva Brachos. Well, we do that elsewhere. We do it after Meis Loi Meis in the regal and Meis Loi Meis in the Sheva Brachos. We also push off the Avelos until afterwards. So that can't be the cooler that warrants the 14 days of Yisr Yichud. So the Shach explains the Gemara in Shin Mem Beis Shach Vav. He says basically that this that we pushed off the Kvura so that they could do the chasno was really pushing off the Avelos, right? Because like Rashi says, once the Avelos starts, you can't do the chasno. You have to wait 7 days until... You have to wait until the Avelos to do the chasno. So it's really pushing off the Kvura so that they can do the chasno. It was really an affront. It was really an affront to Avelos. That was the kula in the Avelos that we're concerned that the Gedim Zalzal, that we need to make a siag to have an Issa Yichud for 14 days. It's because by pushing off the Kvura, it was really pushing off the Avelos. And it's really an affront. Maybe, you know, it's an affront to the Avelos, and it's a Zilzal in the Avelos that we're afraid they're going to Mazalzal further, so we make an Issa Yichud on top of the Isser Tashmish. So even though by Meis Loi Meis Toich HaRegel or Toich the Sheva Brachos, there we're pushing off the Avelos until after the Regal or after the Sheva Brachos, but over there was no zilzal in the Avelos per se, because you know, they were pushing off the Gvura, right? They just you don't have the zilzal. That's not the zilzal that warrants this Isser Yichud. So there are lots of interesting halachas that we learned through the sugi and ksubos, the beginning of the Sekhus ksubos, and one of them is this idea that we're noyeg devarim shebetzina. In the meantime, yes, we are pushing off the avelus, but during the shevet brachos and during the moed, we're noyeg devarim shebetzina. But if we have this special case of where we're pushing off the actual burial, which is because we don't want the avelus to begin, it's really an affront to the avelus. And that's the kula, according to the shach, that warrants this Isser Yichud for 14 days. So we'll stop there, unless there's any questions. For the Qumrah of the Isser Yichud? I think the Gemara says... the velus to Alma, like a rather regular velus, there's an Isser Tashmish, but there's no Isser Yichud. We're not concerned that they're going to be over the Isser Tashmish, because a velus to Alma is Chomer. A velus to Alma is Chomer in people's eyes, but over here the velus has been mezalzeled. Because they're afraid that if we don't make an Isser Yichud, so they're going to be over the Isser Tashmish that exists through the Sheva Brachos and of course during the Shiva. There's a real Isser Tashmish because during the Sheva Brachos we're noyeg Dvarim Shebetzina, since we were mezalzel in the Avelis at the very beginning of this Chasna by pushing off the Kvura. So we're afraid that they're going to mezalzel by not honoring the Isser Tashmish. And so therefore we make an Isser Yichud that he has to sleep, they have to sleep separately. I think the Taz asks, well, why do we need to do this? Why do we need to make an Isser Yichud? Really, after every chasna, were poirish because of dam besulim. In other words, after every chasna, we have she has a status of anida, and she needs a hamtana. She needs a zaynikim. And anyway, they're going to be poirish because of the chomer dika iser of nida. And once they're poirish because of the chomer dika iser of nida, we don't need. And they're boiled. Once they were Porish because of the Chomer Dika Isser of Nida, they don't need an Isser Yichud, right? We don't need to separate them. So he asks, well, why do we need an Isser Yichud? Really, they're being Porish for a more serious concern of Nida, because we're always Porish after every Chasna because of Dam Besulim. So then, why there really should be no Isser Yichud? We're not concerned they're going to have Tashmish because there's an Isser, potentially Isser Karis on the table. So I think he answers it's just a matter of Bizman Chazal and Bizman Hazad. And he was talking, the Gemara over here was referring to the times of Chazal when there was a different arrangement for Dam Besulim. And since there's a different arrangement for Dam Besulim, the Prisha was different for Dam Besulim, and so we're really following the din of the Gemara here, and since it's the din of Gemara, we're not in a position to change the din of Gemara. So I guess we'll hold it here for now, unless you have any other questions. Yeah, we're still macro on it because he says, "What can we do?" So it's also chin and bass. Let's
says, it's kind of a beautiful lashon. He says, it came into Bizman Talmud, Hiyuv Bishmira. Since in the time of the Talmud, we needed a Shmira. So, Ein Lano Lahakya Bazed, the Ein Banu Koyach Ela Lahachmir, Velo Lahakya. So he's talking a little bit more with the Shmira, but the Shmira for the Nisri Yichud. But yeah, so we can't be Mekel since we're really going with the Din of Gemara. But Mid Hadin, Bizman Hazeh, we're being punished for something more serious, and there shouldn't be concern that they're going to. There shouldn't be concern that if we allow them to be together. We don't really need the Yisr Yichud, but we're just going with the Din of Gemara. Okay, Shkoyach. Thanks for joining. Have a great day.